Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you that you died for us on the cross of Calvary. Death could not hold you down. You became victorious for us that we can claim that victory through you. This morning I pray that you speak to our hearts from your word. Help us to hear your voice. Let none of us go from here without the touch of God, without you speaking to our hearts, without you revealing our true spiritual condition. Lord, let our eyes be opened that we will behold your plans and your purposes over our lives. Bless us together. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Please be seated in the presence of God this morning. What a mighty God we serve. Before we go into the word this morning, I want to welcome all the visitors, or I should say all the guests who come for the first time. There's a Brother Collins. Could you please stand up? Let us all recognize you. Thank you, Brother, for being here. Now, let's give a good hand of applause. This is our Indian way of greeting and welcoming you, okay? God bless you. I also want to acknowledge a few who have come in our midst this morning. Praise God. Flora's parents are there. Kaigan, can you just show your hands, please? Praise God. They both are here from Mumbai. They are visiting their daughter, especially. I think you wanted to see your grandson more than anyone. So, yeah. I know how you feel. Also, I want to thank God for Darshini. She's back. Welcome home back, Darshini. Can you all just give her a good hand of applause? So good. Like all our children back here, if possible. So remember, even if you go away, you need to come back. Amen. Praise God. Let's turn to the word this morning. I know we have a short time, but I want to mention something that the Lord spoke to my heart as I was meditating on the Word of God. Today is called Palm Sunday. It's a very big occasion for the Christian calendar. It commemorates Jesus Christ's triumphal entry into the city of Jerusalem. He showed up openly. That was the time of God. And that was on this day, the Sunday before the Passover. And this marks the beginning of the Holy Week in Christian tradition. This was the fulfillment of the prophecy about Jesus. Because when he came sitting on a donkey. A king should be sitting on a horse, but Jesus came into Jerusalem on a donkey. But people welcomed him with palm branches and crying, Hosanna. And they welcomed him as a king. But the reality of Jesus coming, I want to give a spiritual aspect. If you read the book of Leviticus, before the Passover is commemorated, the Sunday before that, people had to bring the lamb to the priest to show them, because they had to certify that this is a lamb without any blemish, for that lamb to be slaughtered on the day of Passover. Jesus, who was the eternal Lamb of God, came exactly on that day into Jerusalem, and then he was looked into by many people. Actually, he went through 6 different courts, and the judgment was unanimous in all the 6 courts. We don't find him guilty. He's innocent. There is nothing wrong in him. Even Pilate tried to wash his hands before he delivered him to be crucified. You know what? Jesus was the Lamb of God that God prepared to be slain on the Passover, but not inside the temple, but in a mount called Golgotha. In Calvary, Jesus, the eternal Lamb of God, was slain for the sins of humanity. Praise the Lord. Can we just thank the Lord? And he became a sacrificial offering for us. There was no blemishes. The Bible says he had committed no sin. There was no iniquity in Jesus. The perfect Lamb of God became our eternal sacrifice. And that was the start of Jesus going into crucifixion, which we believe commemorate as the Good Friday. And then he was buried, and then he rose up on the 3rd day, which we celebrate as Easter, which is next Sunday. So I want to give a background of the message that I have for today. And the message that I have titled is to be more like Christ, we need to live like dying. We need to live like we are dying to be more like Christ. Karthavane pole aganengil nammade jeevitham oru marikkunna oru jeevitham aayirikkanam. We have to live like you are dying, even though it is the abundant life that God has given us. Let me take you through some passages and I will come to the point. Before Jesus was crucified, before he opened up and told the manner of death that he will be killed, when we turn to the Gospel of John chapter 12, verses 24 and 25, Jesus gave a truth to his disciples. And this is what Jesus said, John chapter 12, verse 24 and 25. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. He who loves his life will lose it. But he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If we love our life today, let me speak to each one of you. If you live only for yourself, for your pleasures, for taking care of yourself, if you are loving your life and living for yourself, the word of God says at the end of the day, you can eat, drink and be merry, have a wonderful life on this earth. But one day we will lose that life, because that is what Jesus said. And he told us that as a grain of wheat has to fall to the ground, and as a grain of wheat has to die to produce much fruit, we have to die in order to produce fruit. This is called fruitfulness. This is called multiplication. One of the reasons why we are not able to multiply is because we are not willing to die and produce in multiplication. When we look at the letter that Apostle Paul wrote to the Philippian church, we are going to concentrate on the passage in chapter 1, verses 19 to 30. I'm not going to read through the entire passage. But the concept of the passage is to be more like Christ, we have to live like we are dying. Nammude jeevikkunnathu marikkunna polulla jeevitham aayirikkanam. If we are not able to do that, I'm telling you, we can live a good life, but we truly are not fulfilling the plan of God. In this passage, Paul speaks about living is Christ. Kartava ende jeevitham. Njan jeevikkunnengil kartavinu vendi. It is Christ that I'm living for. And if I die, that is a gain for me. And then from verse 27 to 30, he speaks about striving and suffering for Christ. Let me tell you that by life or by death, we have to live that Christ will be revealed in us. There are two ultimate outcomes every day. Either we live or we die. If we live to the world, we are dying to God. But if we live for Christ, we are dying to the world. It's not between the two. We are not on a fence. We are one side or the other. So we need to examine our life. Now, if you look at this passage, it gives us three beautiful pictures. Apostle Paul gives us three pictures of life. The first picture of life, Paul is saying regarding the fellowship of the gospel. Philippians chapter 1 verse 5. Just open your Bibles and look through it. It says, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day. One of the picture in our life is that it's a picture of a son or a daughter sharing in the fellowship of the gospel. We all have to share with one another a fellowship. Not the fellowship in a meal, but a fellowship in the gospel. Kartavinte suviseshathil nammal ellam, we have to be a part and we have to help each other with the gospel. That is the first picture. The second picture is found in verse number 12. He is speaking about the furtherance of the gospel. what it means to me is like a servant, we have to seek the gospel to go further and further. We have to seek for the furtherance of the gospel as a servant. The third picture of life that Apostle Paul teaches is that we have to strive together for the faith of the gospel. സുവിശേഷത്തിന്റെ വിശ്വാസത്തിന് വേണ്ടി നമ്മൾ പോരണം. We have to strive together. Look at verse number 27. It says that എങ്ങനെ അത് ചെയ്യേണ്ടത്? In one spirit, in one mind, together we have to strive for the faith of the gospel. This gives a picture of a soldier fighting a battle. A soldier has to get together. They have to fight together for the faith. വിശ്വാസം അന്ത്യകാലത്ത് കാണുമോന്ന്, ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ഡൗട്ട്ഫുൾ ദാറ്റ് ഫെയ്ത്ത് ഈസ് ദെയർ. വി ഹാവ് ടു ഹോൾഡ് ഓൺ ടു ദ ഫെയ്ത്ത് ദാറ്റ് ക്രൈസ്റ്റ് ഹാസ് ഗിവൺ അസ്, ദ ഫെയ്ത്ത് ഓഫ് ദ ഗോസ്പൽ. ലെറ്റ് മീ ടെൽ യു, ഇഫ് യു ഡു നോട്ട് നോ ഇറ്റ്, അവർ ലൈഫ് ഇസ് നോട്ട് എ പ്ലേ ഗ്രൗണ്ട്, ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് എ ബാറ്റിൽ ഫീൽഡ്. നമ്മളൊരു യുദ്ധക്കളത്തില്ല. വി ആർ എ സോൾജർ ഓഫ് ക്രൈസ്റ്റ്. വി ഹാവ് ടു പുട്ട് ഓൺ ദ ഹോൾ ആർമർ ഓഫ് ഗോഡ്. വി ഹാവ് ടു ഫൈറ്റ് എൻ എനിമി, ബിക്കോസ് ദെർ ഇസ് എ റിയൽ എനിമി, സേറ്റൻ, who is trying to attack us every day. Ella dosam ariyathoru shatru nammale, he is attacking us. We have to stand in the strength of the Lord. And how we can do that is that we have to live like we are dying. Ella dosam nammale jeevikkunnathu marikkunna pole aayirikkanam. So I want to tell you three things that we can remember, how we can live while we are dying. Number one, our lifestyle should be virtuous. നമ്മുടെ ജീവിതം അത് ക്രിസ്തുവിന്റെ, ക്രിസ്തുവിന് വേണ്ടിയുള്ള ഒരു, ഇറ്റ് ഷുഡ് ബി ലൈക്ക് എ ചൈൽഡ് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ്, ഒരു ദൈവ പൈതലിനെ പോലുള്ള ഒരു ജീവിതമായിരിക്കണം. ടേൺ വിത്ത് മീ ടു chapter 1 verse 27. What it says, our conduct, our daily life has to be consistent. നമ്മൾ പറയുന്നതും നമ്മൾ പ്രവർത്തിക്കുന്നതും, what we say and how we behave, those have to match. The problem with many Christians is we say something, but our conduct is not same as what we speak. We do not do what we say. But in Philippians 1:27, it says, let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ. Every day when we live, our conduct has to be worthy. In fact, it speaks about living as a citizen, a heavenly citizen. The New Living Translation says, above all, you must live as citizens of heaven. സ്വർഗത്തിന്റെ പൗരന്മാരെ പോലെ നമ്മൾ ഇവിടെ ജീവിക്കണം. Not as an earthly citizen, but a heavenly citizen. You know, conducting yourself in a manner worthy of the good news of Christ. കർത്താവിന്റെ സുവിശേഷത്തിന്റെ worth we have to show in our conduct. You know, the people in Philippi, they were part of a Roman colony. They were all governed by the Roman law, just like today we are governed by the laws of this country. So their pattern of lifestyle was according to the lifestyle of Rome. But Paul says, no, even though you are a Roman citizen by birth or by tradition, you have to live as a heavenly citizen. And this is what he's telling us. So for us to understand, we as born again believers, we cannot live the natural life that we were always living. Christuvine nammal dharikkumbol, when you receive Christ, we are a new creation in Christ. Oru pudhiya srishtiya, palayadella mari, all of old has become gone away, everything has become new. So I want to tell you, your conduct, your words, your actions, your priorities should be heavenly minded. You have to live on this earth and you have to live a life that is pleasing. It should be according to the gospel of the Lord. Our conduct, our daily life, people should see that we are God's children. The standard is not this world standard. The standard is a heavenly standard. And so, I want to tell you that our standards are from heaven. God decides how we should live. And it should be a way that we are befitting the Lord. നമ്മുടെ പ്രവൃത്തി, നമ്മുടെ വാക്കുകൾ ദൈവത്തിന് വേണ്ടി, ദൈവത്തിന്റെ ആ ഒരു സുവിശേഷത്തിന്റെ പ്രകാരമായിരിക്കണം. വാട്ട് ഈസ് ദ ഗോസ്പൽ? ദ ഗോസ്പൽ ഈസ് ദാറ്റ് ഗോഡ് ലവ് ദിസ് വേൾഡ്. He gave his one and only begotten son Jesus to be suffering and dying on the cross for us. He was buried. On the third day he rose up. He is forever alive, and he has changing our life when we accept him in our heart. Our change in behavior, change in attitude, change in priority should be significant when people look at us. We cannot be like the worldly people. We cannot behave or do things like the worldly people. So, brothers and sisters, number one, our lifestyle should be virtuous. Is that the way that we are living like dying? The second way that we can see is that we have to strive together for the faith of the gospel. Our striving should be sincere. 27th vakyam thanne parayunnathu, stand fast in one spirit, in one mind. Nammalellam, we have to be united as one body in Christ. There is one faith, one body, one God, one baptism. We all are one in Christ. And so when we are striving together, there is an enemy attack. Especially I think our kids in the school, they are facing the maximum attack of the enemy. We have to pray for our children, those who are in schools and colleges, that they can stand. Like Daniel took a decision, I'm not going to defile myself with the food provided by the king. I'm going to be serving my God. We have to do it. We have to strive. It is a strive. But victory is for us. We need that courage to strive. As a good soldier, we have to strive together. We need a great courage. And we are all in one team. Nammal ella oru team ilagato. We are not in different factions. We all belong to the Lord. Our courage must be evident in us faithfully serving the Lord. Nammal vishwasthathayode devathe sevikkanam. Andhya shwasam vare. That is what Christ requires from us. We have to be faithful in our conduct, in our courage. And we have to be fearless. Don't be intimidated by the enemy. Shatru kanda pedichu pogala. Don't be afraid. Be courageous. Be people of faith. And win the warfare, because there is an attack on us. And don't be terrified. 28th vakyam parayunnathu, don't be terrified by your adversaries. Ningala shatrukale kanda ningala bramichu pogala. Don't be disturbed. Don't be upset. Don't be down. Don't be going down. You should move forward with the strength that God has given us. It speaks to me like a war horse. Oru kudre nu parayna adine train cheynathu. Whatever happens, that horse is ready to do the battle. Adu pole irikkana nammal devathinu vendi cheyina. Don't be afraid, because you know we have to. When we live like we are dying, pinne nammal aare kol aar endu cheyana. Who can be against us if God is for us? Who can be against us? What can they do to me? Adha sangirtanakaram parayne. If God is for me, who can be against? What can they do to us? Let us be strong. Let us live like we are dying. So remember, one, our lifestyle should be virtuous. Number two, our striving should be sincere. The final one is found in verses 29 and 30. It says about our suffering should be spontaneous. I don't know, it's a very popular subject to preach. People don't like to hear about suffering. Many people preach that Christianity or Christian life is full of always happiness and positive things. The Bible does not say that. The Bible that I read, it does not tell me that. Jesus promised that in this world you will have tribulation. When you look at verses 29 and 30, look in your Bibles what is written. I'm not speaking my own gospel. Paul says, for to you it has been granted on behalf of Christ, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake. Kartavinu vendi nammal upadram, nammal sahikanam. We have to suffer for him. When you live like you're dying, you will suffer for Christ. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, don't be surprised when you are suffering for the Lord. If you truly stand for Christ, stand for holiness, stand for the word of God, stand for the gospel, the Bible promises you, you will go through suffering. Ningala aa oru kashtam ningala anubhavikkum, but the beautiful thing is that he will be there with you. Kartav nammalodu kooda kaanum, to hold your hand and take you to the next level. The three friends of Daniel, they were not prevented from falling into the furnace. But the beautiful thing is that the fourth man was there to walk with them. And nothing happened. The fire did not harm them. Amen. He will lead us triumphantly through our suffering. So don't be afraid. It says it has been granted to you. One of the gifts is that to suffer for Jesus. Are you willing to suffer? When we think our air condition goes off, we are suffering. No, this is nothing. We don't know about suffering. We need to go to some countries where people are suffering. And I'm telling you that it's not a pleasant, but when we suffer for Christ, He will be there with us. Because He wants to use that suffering for His glory and for His kingdom. You know, let me just tell you, suffering is tied to the glory. One day, we'll be glorified. But in our life, suffering and glory are tied together. Please remember this when you go from here. Our suffering glory tied together. You cannot separate one for the other. There is no crown without a cross. There is no glorification without the suffering. Jesus was glorified to the throne that is above every throne because He went down to suffer on the cross way down. God lifted Him up to the very place and glorified Him. Today, if you want to receive the glory from God, we have to suffer for Him. Let me give you a couple of verses. Romans 8:18. Romans 8:18. I consider that the sufferings of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory that will be revealed to us. God will glorify us because of the suffering that we go through. 2 Corinthians 4:17. 2 Corinthians 4:17 says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." Nammade innathe thalkaliyamaya ee oru kashtada namukku vendi oru velliya oru tejas devam namukku vendi prepare cheyunu. So brothers and sisters, it's worth it. It's worth to live like you're dying. ഇന്ന് നമ്മൾ സുഖിക്കുവാണെങ്കിൽ നാളെ നമ്മൾ സഹിക്കും. വി ആർ ഗോയിങ് ടു സഫർ ബിഫോർ ദ ലോർഡ്. പക്ഷെ ഇന്ന് നമ്മൾ ദൈവത്തിന് വേണ്ടി കഷ്ടത സഹിച്ചാൽ, വൺ ഡേ ഹിസ് ഗോയിങ് ടു റിവാർഡ് അസ്, ഹി വിൽ ലിഫ്റ്റ് അസ് അപ്പ്, ഹി വിൽ ഗ്ലോറിഫൈ അസ്, ആൻഡ് വി വിൽ ഗോ ടു എ പ്ലേസ് ദാറ്റ് ഹി വിൽ ഗ്ലോറിഫൈ. സോ വി ഹാവ് ടു ലിവ് ലൈക്ക് യു ആർ ഡൈയിങ്. ടുഡേ വി ആർ വില്ലിംഗ് ടു സിറ്റ് ഇൻ ദ ഗ്രാൻഡ് സ്റ്റാൻഡ് ആൻഡ് ക്ലാപ്പ് വെൻ അതർ പീപ്പിൾ ആർ ഡൂയിങ് ദ ഹാർഡ് വർക്ക്. ബട്ട് നോ, വി ആർ ഓൾ ഇൻ ദ ബാറ്റിൽ ഫീൽഡ്. നമ്മൾ എല്ലാവരും ഇതിനകത്ത് കയറിയിട്ട് നമ്മൾ ദൈവത്തിന് വേണ്ടി ചെയ്യണം. So let me kind of tell you, I'm coming to the meat of my message today. To be more like Christ, we need to live like we are dying. What is it? How can we do that? Very quickly, I'll tell you three ways. Moonu vidathil nammada jeevitham marikkunna oru jeevitham pole aayirikkanam. Number one, first, be crucified with Christ. Christuvinte koode nammal krushikkapadanam. Galatians 2:20. Apostle Paul says, "I have been crucified with Christ." Yan Christunodu koode krushikapettirikke. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Ee oru vakyam, I want you to meditate on that. It says, "I am crucified with Christ." Christunodu koode ഞാൻ ക്രൂശിക്കപ്പെട്ടിരിക്കണം. അവർ ലൈഫ് ഷുഡ് ബി എ ലൈഫ് ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് എ ക്രൂസിഫൈഡ് ലൈഫ്. നമ്പർ ടു, സോ ഫസ്റ്റ് വി ഷുഡ് ബി ക്രൂസിഫൈഡ് വിത്ത് ക്രൈസ്റ്റ്. നമ്പർ ടു, വി നീഡ് ടു ഡിനൈ അവർ സെൽസ് ഡെയിലി ആൻഡ് ഫോളോ ഹിം. നമ്മളെ തന്നെ എവറി ഡേ വി ഹാവ് ടു ഡിനൈ അവർ സെൽസ് ആൻഡ് ഫോളോ ഹിം. Luke 9:23-25. ജീസസ് സെഡ് ടു ദം, ഇഫ് എനി വൺ ഡിസയർസ് to come after me, let him deny himself, tanne tanne thejiche, take up his cross. Angana nammal krushikapadan povunnathu Christuvinodu kooda. We need to take up our cross. Enna Sunday morning alla, it's not on Sunday. Take up our cross daily. Ella dosam nammada krush nammal eduthittu we have to follow him. and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. Just note it down and I want you to meditate. Denying ourselves daily and following him. The third way, how we can live as we are dying daily. The third thing I would offer and close with this. By offering our bodies as a living sacrifice. And not being conformed to the world, but be transformed in our mind as we serve him daily. You all know the verse, Romans 12 verses 1 and 2. Paul says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, which is your reasonable service. Do not be conformed to this world. But let your minds be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and God will clearly tell you what is his perfect will in your life. Praise the Lord. Let's close our eyes. I want us to worship the Lord for a moment. I want to invite the worship team very quickly. We are going to sing a song and we are going to worship the Lord together. Can we all just stand up on our feet for a moment? I want us to think about our life. Are we living for God or are we living for ourselves? Can we just surrender to the Lord? Every eyes closed. I want every head to be bowed down. I want us to pray, Lord, help me to live as I'm dying. That is how I can be more like Christ. Help me to be crucified with Christ. Help me to deny myself daily. Help me to follow you daily, Lord. Help me to offer my bodies as a living sacrifice. Oru jeevanulla yagam aayittu njan enne thanne samarpikkunnu. Can we just worship the Lord together? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.